الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن. قال الله عز وجل: قل أتحاجوننا في الله وهو ربنا وربكم ولنا أعمالنا ولكم أعمالكم ونحن له مخلصون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, in yesterday's lesson we said that the Yahud and Nasara, the Jews and Christians, will only find their guidance, so they will become rightly guided if they bring Iman in that which the Muslims bring Iman in. That is Iman in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Iman in all of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam without differentiating between any one of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, Iman in all of the Kutub Munazzala, the divine scriptures sent down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Iman in whatever the dictates and the demands of Islam is. In the current three verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here brings to an end that particular section of the surah which refuted certain statements that were made by the Yahud and Nasara, and in particular the Yahud of Medina and the Nasara of Najran. And what did they say? They said that the following Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub, and his children, they were Jews. The Jews said that they were Yahud, they were Jews, and the Nasara said that they were Christians, and we will come to that verse. But firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Muslims by saying, address the Yahud and Nasara, قُلْ أَتُحَاجُّونَنَا فِي اللَّهِ. Tell them, are you Yahud and Nasara and the Mushrikeen in general, are you going to argue with us Muslims regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In other words, are you going to argue with us regarding the oneness of Allah? وَهُوَ رَبُّنَا وَرَبُّكُمْ. Whilst Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is our Lord and He is your Lord. In other words, from here we see that the Yahud, the Nasara and the Mushrikeen, all of them affirmed the belief of the oneness of Allah, of the rububiyyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a Rabb. They knew Allah is the Khaliq. They knew Allah is the Raziq. But they wouldn't bring Iman in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they believed in Allah being a Rabb, but they wouldn't bring Iman in one Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells the Muslims to tell them, وَلَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ. That we have our deeds, you have your deeds. In other words, we disassociate ourselves from the shirk that you make with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُخْلِصُونَ. Why? Because we are loyal and we are faithful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Al-Imran, there is a verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنْ حَاجُّوكَ. If they have to argue with you, if they have to fight with you, if they quarrel with you, فَقُلْ. Then say, أَسْلَمْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّهِ وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِ. That I have submitted myself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I and my followers. وَقُلْ لِلَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ وَالْأُمِّيِّينَ أَسْلَمْتُمْ. And then say to the Ahl al-Kitab, the people who are given the book, the Yahud and Nasara, say to them, and say to the illiterate ones, referring to the mushrikeen from the Arab, أَسْلَمْتُمْ. Are you going to submit? Are you going to become Muslim? فَإِنْ أَسْلَمُوا فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا. If they accept, then they will be rightly guided. But if they turn away, وَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ. Then your duty and responsibility is only to convey the message, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sees His bondsmen. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمْ تَقُولُونَ إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَاطَ كَانُوا هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارَى. Or do you say that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam and Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam and Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam and his children, they were Yahud, they were Jews or Christians? قُلْ أَنْتُمْ أَعْلَمُ أَمِ اللَّهِ. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you know better of what they were? Or is it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who knows better? Of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows better. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran says, مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam was not a Jew, nor was he a Christian. وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. Rather, he was that person who shunned from all types and kinds of shirk, and he turned himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worshipping Allah alone. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ كَتَمَ شَهَادَةً عِنْدَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ. Who can be more unjust and oppressive than that person who conceals a shahada, a testimony that is by him, that came to him from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, here we are referring to what the Jews, what the Yahud did. They in the Torah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in the Torah the shahada, the testimony of Allah is in his own book, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he was hanifan, a person who shunned away all kinds of shirk, and a person who turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ibadah alone. But these people, the Yahud, they concealed this testimony of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that was revealed in their own book. وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ And Allah says that Allah is not unaware of what you did. Allah knows very well. Then Allah says, تِلْكَ أُمَّةٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ That was a community, a nation that had passed on. لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَلَكُمْ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ For them is what they have earned, and for you is what you have earned. وَلَا تُسْأَلُونَ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ And you will not be questioned as to what they used to do. This verse came one page before we discussed the tafsir of this verse. But in short, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Muslims to tell the Yahud and Nasara that your link to and your contact and your connection to any of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam will not benefit you in any way if you do not follow and if you do not emulate them in whatever they were doing. So remember, disbelief in any of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam tantamounts to disbelief in all of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, because their da'wah and their call was one. What was their call? Their call was, the invitation was Iman, to bring Iman in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without making shirk with Allah. So now bring Iman. We tell the Jews and Christians now, bring Iman in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you want to find your guidance. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.